Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. For years, my grandfather would call me David because that was my dad's brother. For whatever reason, I was David. I always chalked it up that he was just getting a little up there in age, and that's kind of what old people did. Well, every single person should take special note of this study, because at some point, somewhere down the road, some punk kid is going to take a crack at how you forgot something because you're old. Here's your best defense. A new study has found that young people are actually way more forgetful than older people. The study compared ages 18 to 34 to anybody 55 and up. And here are just a few of the places where the youngins dropped the ball. They found that 15% of youngsters sometimes forget what day it is versus just 7% of older people. 14% of the youngins sometimes forget where they put their keys. Only 8% of the older people do that. Young people were even more likely to forget to take a shower. That in itself should be the end of the study. But the researchers say young people are getting more forgetful because of a mix of stress, not sleeping, and the constant multitasking, so you don't ever remember anything. Overall, the study found 39% of Americans have forgotten one basic piece of information or lost one everyday item in the past week. Thankfully, it's towards the middle of the week, and I haven't forgotten anything yet that I can remember anyway. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They do jewelry appraisals, and a lot of folks don't like to leave their jewelry there because sometimes it can be 2 or 3 weeks. In David's case, what they'll do is they'll evaluate it, make some notes, write it up, take a picture of it, and then in a couple days, you'll get the paperwork on it without ever having to leave your jewelry actually there on the premises. They also buy and sell gold and silver bullion. Having the physical bullion in your financial portfolio, pretty good idea, and it will go anywhere from $20,000 to $200,000. To find out more for yourself, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, that is plural, or you can see them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.